Yeah, I mean, those facts are quite surprising, but I think we've all got to push and get our youngsters to have a lot more self-belief that they can go and achieve.
Why do you think it is that British youngsters are less ambitious, less competitive?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to put your finger on it, isn't it? Whether it's just that we don't have the same kind of support around us, whether it's, parents really need to get back behind their children and really encourage, and whether it's school teachers or universities, I think it's all proven that you can go and get your goal, and if you're determined enough, then you can go and get it.
Do you see a difference in other nationalities when you're competing?
I don't think I have personally. I think, when I'm competing at a high level, all nationalities, you're there because, you've got that goal. And for me in particular, it was to go to the Olympics. And I think it's once you've gone and got and set your clear goal, it's trying to get that dream and making it into a reality.
So at what point did you feel the desire to go out and be the best in the world?
For me, I mean, it probably was from a kind of school age. I really wanted to compete for my country. At that point, I was starting off in a different sport, and I think that's one thing maybe to remember is that actually, it can change along the way, and as your body changes, maybe you are suited to different, talents or whatever it might be. But if you still want to go and get your dream goal, you can. And these Ambition AXA awards is what's great, is because we're trying to really get someone who's demonstrated talent and sort of pushing them on to go and get their goal.
And did you see others fall by the wayside along the way for whatever reason?
I have done, along my career path, whether they just didn't quite have enough drive or whether they might have had a bit of success and then kind of didn't want to work harder to get, the actual final goal. It does happen, but I think it's whatever you feel within you, and if you've got that real passion and burn inside of you to really go and get your dream, then that will follow you through.
Was there a point ever in your career that you felt, do you know what, I'm not going to do this. I'm just not going to make it?
Yeah, I've had many points. If you've had a string of sort of competitions that didn't go as well, or it takes so much determination and sacrifice to train at such a high level that, I think like anyone, you have a bad day, which a bad day turns into a week, and you're like, oh, why am I doing this? But you still know when you strip it all away that actually I'm doing this because I want to do the best that I can, and I want for me to stand on the podium at the Olympics.
So what's the one bit of advice then you would give any young person?
Oh, my piece of advice. I think it's all about self-belief. It's having the confidence in yourself, setting your clear goals, and just being determined to, do everything you can to go and get it. And I think it's making sure you've got a supportive structure around you, whether it's parents or a group of friends, to sort of help you along when you do have a bad day.
Surround yourself with winners, hey, Amy?
Yes.